We came down yesterday, prepared correctly, and we looked to build on the Mansfield game. And that was basically the team talk before the game, to try and ensure that we put on another performance. It wasn't a one-off. You know, against the Hereford side that started the season pretty well, been scoring goals, so to keep them out today, and with the exception of an outstanding save at the end from James McEwen, I didn't feel in too much danger, although, you know, credit to them, they did pass it well at times, but I thought we did that better today than probably we have done previously. It was a warm day, and I think both teams, you know, found it hard going out there. But once we got ourselves, you know, particularly once we were 2-0 up, and I don't think we particularly looked in danger.
I was going to say, I just underestimated how warm it is. I've just been down there. Yeah. I didn't really feel it up here in the shade, but I mean, down there, it must take a lot out on the players over a 90-minute game.
It does, and, you know, I've still not sort of that long ago that I can remember what it is like. But at half-time, we thought at times the game did look a little bit slow and a little bit laboured, and we, you know, a question to the players, you know, is it hot out there? And they were sort of gasping for breath and all came back with a, you know, yeah. And it was a hard work at times. I think that contributed to how the game was played. But we kept a nice shape to us when we didn't have the ball, and although they passed it well, they never really cut us open. So the weather certainly did play a part. But again, I thought we just had that bit more cutting edge to us, and when we did go forward, we went forward with a bit more pace at times in his best moves, which, you know, certainly that was you know, a feature in the first goal.
Greg Pearson had to go off after 25 minutes or so,
yeah.
And Dale Southwell came on. What's wrong with Greg?
His groin, he's just overstretched it, got a little nudge in the back, and as he's sort of trying to control the ball, he's stretched his groin out too much. So we had a decision to make, and we felt that Dale's been looking, you know, very sharp in training, and we said all pre-season that he's done extremely well. He couldn't have done too much more to impress us. So we, you know, gave him his chance today, and, you know, he's took it with both hands. As he scored a really good goal, good finish, getting across the near post, good touch, and then finish. And he's also held the ball up extremely well for us, being a willing runner. And he'll go home very happy with his performance today.
Another clean sheet as well, which, again, as a defender yourself, you must be absolutely delighted with.
Yeah, we before we came to the football club, we'd been involved with sides that had sort of the best defensive records. You know, and last season we conceded too many goals. There's no getting away from that. And it's still early days, but we're starting to look, you know, a difficult team to play against, you know, and sometimes today we had both sides where we did look a threat going forward. You know, the earlier games, that's where we were struggling a little bit. But, you know, if we can remain solid, give yourself a chance in every game. And, you know, away from home against a team that has been scoring goals, you know, the team can be very pleased with their efforts.
Tuesday night, another long journey up to Barra this time. You're looking for much of the same from that, more resilience, you know, the same?
Yeah, I think so. Again, build on it. You know, there were times, everything's suddenly not perfect, but we passed the ball better. Just as the game wore on, once or twice, I think we can play a simple pass rather than, you know, playing it that little bit longer. The lads are willing runners up there, but at times we need to give them a chance. So Barra will be a difficult game. They haven't had the greatest of starts, but we know that it's traditionally an extremely difficult place to go to, so we'll make sure that the players are aware of that. Try and make sure that no complacency creeps in, because again, it's still early, you know, very early days, but we need to try and rack points up on the board and stay with those sort of front runners to give ourselves a chance of being where we'd like to be.
Do these long journeys in short time, does that affect the players at all?
It's been a tough schedule, you know. Look at Wrexham last week, kicked off, albeit a couple of hours later than the others. So then play on Bank Holiday Monday. Didn't have quite as much rest as Mansfield, but we obviously overcame that hurdle. And then, you know, we gave him a couple of days off because we were very conscious of what was coming ahead. And, you know, we'll keep working, but there's only so much you can do at the minute. You know, we've got one day, Monday, and then Tuesday it'll be travelling up. So it does take it out of you. There's no getting away from that. But we'll give the players sufficient rest to, you know, try and overcome that.